Have you ever struggled to meet someone else's expectations? Maybe at work or at home or in a sporting team? They want you to be someone that you can't quite be. They want you to do something that you can't quite do. You want to, mind you, absolutely you want to, but you just can't quite seem to get there. Some people spend their whole lives trying to meet unmeetable expectations, and it's exhausting. So imagine trying to meet up to God's expectations all the time. This huge, perfect God who created the whole universe. A perfectionist, it would seem. A God who never puts a foot wrong, ever. Millions, even billions of people around the globe are busy trying to work their way into God's favour. If only I could be a better person, if only I could be a better Christian, then God would be pleased with me. Anyone who loves Jesus, anyone who sets their heart on following him and who wants to please him, gets to the point of realizing that they're peddling so hard, they're trying so hard to get this right, that they're absolutely exhausted. Sure, we want to honor God. Sure, we want to obey God. Sure, we want to please Jesus. But at some point, that labor of love turns into energy-sapping, life-draining, completely exhausting hard work. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt. Well, if you relate to that, even just a little bit, I have some good news for you today. Are you ready? That's no way to live your life. In fact, it's a complete waste of time. Because the truth is that none of us can follow all of the rules all of the time. Hey, we can't even go for a day without breaking a road rule, for crying out loud. So if you're one of these people working flat out to please God, flat out to make it into heaven, I'm here to tell you, you are completely wasting your time. Romans chapter 3, verse 20. Because no one can be made right with God by following the law. The law only shows us our sin. There's only one way into God's favour. There's only one way into heaven. And that's a relationship with Jesus, a relationship that fills you with the power you need to get it right. Jesus, that's it. And that's God's word, fresh for you today.